Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Patriots podcast for Tuesday, August 15th. The rains that dominated the Foxborough skies early in the day gave way to bright sunshine and allowed the Patriots to get some work in during the afternoon practice, where there were helmets and shells and shorts working on fundamentals and a lot of execution and preparation for Saturday's home preseason opener against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Belichick, as was the case against Atlanta, Bill Belichick was very happy with that opponent. He thought it was a good opportunity to work on some different problems that present themselves that are a little bit different than from what they normally see. So the Cardinals, with their wide array of weapons on offense, with receivers Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin and Bryant Johnson, good opportunity for the young defensive backs to get in some work. And Belichick got going on that preparation on Tuesday afternoon. Also, defensively, some concerns could be popping up here. The linebacker situation remains a little bit thin, and they're going to have to pass this test against Arizona on Saturday with perhaps some different guys in the lineup. Monty Beisel, Freddie Roach, a couple of inside linebackers missed practice again. Obviously, Teddy Bruschi remains out with his broken wrist. So that's leaving a situation on Tuesday that consisted of a lot of 4-3 fronts with Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, Richard Seymour, and Jarvis Green up front, with Barry Gardner serving as a middle linebacker. Now, in a lot of these situations, Mike Vrabel would break the huddle lined up as an inside guy, but he would go out to the end spot where he normally occupies an outside linebacker position. So that's something to keep an eye out for later in the week and as we get to Saturday's game to see what kind of defenses the Patriots play against the Cardinals. A couple of other things of note. Offensively, I thought Tom Brady was very sharp today. He hit several very impressive passes, particularly to Ben Watson. He seemed to hook up with the tight end a couple of times on a couple of deep crossing routes. And Brady was just very on top of his game this afternoon. Had one deep ball to Rishay Caldwell, which was probably one of the highlights as well. And Brady was just overall very sharp, very quick and decisive with his throws, and just basically he was Tom Brady. He was the guy that we've become accustomed to seeing on a daily basis. In addition to the passing game work, there was some talk, in the receiver situation with Chad Jackson, some talk in the press conference about him. Belichick was asked about his status. Jackson missed another practice, meaning he's really only suited up three times, I believe, out of 20 public practices so far this summer. So that remains a concern as well. Belichick simply said that he's day-to-day and getting better, so really no update as to when he may return. Also, Dan Stevenson, the rookie guard out of Notre Dame, sixth-round draft pick, he missed practice on Monday, but he returned to the field, so that's a good sign. He returned to action on Tuesday. He was in full gear and took part in the practice. And Kevin Faulk, who wore a red non-contact jersey on Monday, he was in his normal white number 33. So that's another good sign on the injury front. But perhaps, the best sign overall for all these kinds of transactions and movements in and out of the lineup, Rodney Harrison, back in uniform on Tuesday, but not only suiting up and taking part in all the drills as he has periodically so far in camp, he was getting the majority of the time with the first group during a team period against the scout offense. He was at safety with Artrell Hawkins, Eugene Wilson and Ellis Hobbs and Asante Samuel doing their continuation of their rotation, sort of three starting cornerbacks right now for the Patriots. So it was really nice to see Rodney out there getting some run at his normal safety spot. It's been a while since we've seen it, and it was certainly a pleasant sight. The end of the practice, as has kind of become the custom here, with the kicking battle that's going on. Obviously, we have Martin Gramatica and we have Steven Guskowski. The two of those gentlemen had their four kicks that they've been doing. Generally, what they do is they line up from 27, 32, 37, and 42. And today, Guskowski was asked to make two each from 32 and 42, and Gramatica had two attempts from 27 and two attempts from 37. Well, the good news is the kickers went 8 for 8 altogether. Both kickers made all four of their attempts, with Gramatica's coming from the right hash mark and Guskowski's coming from the left hash mark. So that's a really good sign to see these kickers making the majority of their kicks. Even now, we understand that the pressure is not really on, but both guys have talked about how training camp they're kicking for a job, and and that's going to be on the line. So a good sign in terms of the kicking department today at Foxborough. That's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Training Camp Podcast. Just two practices remaining. Tomorrow, another double session for the Patriots. They're going to be working during the morning from 8:45 to 10:45, and again in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30. And they'll close out the public portion of training camp on Thursday with an afternoon session from 2:30 to 4:30. We'll be back to you then.